This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Richard Moody reports in Columbia Green Media that local farmers are talking after Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials last week arrested migrant workers without a warrant on a farm in central New York. Quote, "We're not worried because we go through the government H-2A program," end quote, James Story of Catskill Story Farms said. Quote, "But people are worried, even the guys. Just because they have all the paperwork doesn't mean they're not going to be bothered," end quote. The Bulik Mushroom Company in Catskill can't rely on temporary migrants because the visa programs such as H-2A don't keep workers around long enough, co-owner Mike Bulik said on April 26th. Quote, "If you have ICE just showing up on your doorstep, no business would be happy about that," end quote, Bulik said about the Rome, New York raid. Quote, "Agents coming onto farms is inexcusable," end quote, said Jim Taylor, owner of Sunny Acres Farm in Athens, which has been family-owned for 120 years. Quote, "Some of these people aren't undocumented, and they're here because this is the land of opportunity, as far as they can see," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a most likely unenforceable cease and desist letter to ICE on April 25th because of the warrantless raid. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that on April 24th, five state corrections officers were attacked by an inmate at Greenhaven Correctional Facility. That is, quote, "another example of how dangerous the environment can be inside our prisons," end quote, said Michael Mazzella, Mid-Hudson Vice President of New York State Police and Corrections Officers Benevolent Association. He claims state regulations make prisons more dangerous. Quote, "More officers are being injured because of the lack of disciplinary measures the department can apply to violent inmates," end quote. As that occurs, Mazzella said officers, quote, "have become hesitant to protect themselves because of the department's policies on using force to control a violent and dangerous inmate," end quote. In this case, an inmate knocked a female officer unconscious, punching her in the face before four other officers brought pepper spray to subdue the inmate. Read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. Gwendolyn Craig reports in the Post-Star that Albany Supreme Court Justice David Weinstein ruled April 23rd that the Department of Environmental Conservation's pollution discharge permit it hands out to some large dairy and other livestock farms is not fully kosher with the Federal Clean Water Act. Riverkeeper, Sierra Club, and Waterkeeper Alliance brought a suit to court last year. By October 23rd, the DEC will need to create a new concentrated animal feeding operation permit for farms that discharge into a water source. Farms can keep up what they're doing until new permits are issued. Mike Dulong, an attorney for Riverkeeper, was happy with the judge's decision. Quote, "The opinion is very much focused on state and public oversight of these operations, and I do think personally and on behalf of Riverkeeper, there is a way to do it, to make agriculture sustainable and make it safe for water quality, and that's what we're looking for here," end quote, Dulong said. Quote, "A little bit more public and state oversight will make that possible," end quote. Read the full story in the Post-Star. And Michael Gormley reports in Newsday that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said April 26th that he will get the Republican nomination for governor through the endorsements of county chairpersons. That came after Senator John DeFrancisco suspended his campaign for the GOP nomination. Molinaro's campaign says he has 82.3% of the weighted votes of county Republican chairs for the vote for the nominee at the Republicans' May convention. Quote, "I know what it's like to struggle in the state of New York," end quote, Molinaro said April 26th. Quote, "And I may be an unconventional candidate, someone who is willing to put ideology and partisanship aside to solve problems," end quote. The campaign for Democrat Andrew Cuomo, the incumbent governor, was ready with a response. Quote, "Mark Molinaro's pro-NRA, anti-LGBTQ, anti-woman campaign speaks to the sad state of the New York GOP," end quote, said Cuomo campaign spokesperson Abby Fashauer. Quote, "Their only success story in recent memory is Donald Trump, who is punishing New Yorkers by raising our taxes, terrorizing immigrant communities, and rolling back critical environmental protections," end quote. Read the full story in Newsday. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.